Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show on today. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Good morning, Cassandra. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm great. I am excited about this show. It's such a power-packed show with so much information. I'm telling you, if you want to go to the next level, this is the show to tune into every morning. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So what's going on today?
Well, you know what? Today what we want to do is we want to dispel a few myths about social media.
Oh, yes. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I looked at the amount of people that have businesses today, and there are things that they just don't know, or there are things that they believe that probably correct about social media. So we kind of want to help those people today. We want to help some of those myths of social media so that, you know, people can take full advantage as we've done. And without social media, well, we wouldn't be here doing this radio show this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what
people need to have information to be successful. Yes.
Yeah, people do. I mean, you know, let's face it. If it wasn't for social media, we would not be able to take our businesses to the next level. And when I say next level, I'm talking about taking most people taking their businesses where the profit and their revenue is very low. You see, if that's not a level that you would want your business to stay at. And the truth of the matter is that social media can help you get there, and I don't think a lot of people understand that. So that's what we want to talk about today. I want to give people a few more minutes to call in, dial in to the show at 347-945-7991. If you're unable to listen to it live, you can always go back and listen to the archive at blogtalkradio.com/theAAEshow. blogtalkradio.com/AAE, but I'm telling you, Cassandra, we are in a social media and entrepreneurial explosion. You know, it seems like everybody I meet these days over the past several weeks, 9 out of 10 of the people have started their own businesses or want to start a business. 9 out of 10 of the people that I meet. How about you?
Wow.
What are you sensing over in your part of the country?
The same thing. I'm telling you, in the Midwest, every time I look around, someone's opening a new business and becoming very successful because they're learning the tools that are necessary to be successful, because I'm telling you, there is absolutely a roadmap. That's why I'm so excited about all the tools, the toolkits that you have to help us be successful. You have years of experience in helping to take people to the next level. I'm so excited that you're so excited to help us. It's absolutely phenomenal. I was looking at some of the materials that you have the other day, and I was just amazed at the time that you took to put together some of the information that you have to help us be successful. Maybe you can tell us some of the names of some of the products. You have so many. I don't know where to start. Wow.
Well, Cassandra, it's interesting that you would, say that. And one of the things that we help, we help people with, and that is getting their message out there. So under almost everything, it's like a media communication type of platform where we have all these sorts of tools and things to help people either craft their message and or get their message out there. And so finally we've gotten to the place where we just built systems to offer to people so that they can either get part of the system before for the part that they might need, or if they're starting from scratch and they need the entire system, they can do that, or if they need like a follow-up system. Maybe they already have something in place, they've already been working it, but they're not really getting the result or the residuals that they would like to see. And the result could be in lifestyle. Maybe you thought you were going to do that and you didn't get the lifestyle you wanted. Or maybe you thought you were going to do that and you were going to bring on more customers. Or maybe you thought you were going to go to a webinar or a seminar or a conference and learn a process that would streamline your activities, but it didn't happen. So those are some of the services that I can talk about with people. When people contact me or go to the website, they can go to CoachLalisa.com, and they can easily contact me through there or simply through Facebook. And you know how, Cassandra, the reality is that you and I met through Facebook. And
yes.
So you're in another part of the country. We have some great and wonderful and powerful things that we're about to partner on and launch and to the whole world. And
yes.
So when people don't believe in the power of social media, well, I guess they haven't met you and I yet. So
and that's why we're here.
Power.
We're here to show you that you can do it. Lalisa will show you how to do what Coach Lalisa does. Now, that's exciting. If you're living a humdrum life, if you're not fulfilling your purpose and you see yourself doing more and being more, and I'm not saying, that maybe all the things that we know, but hey, it's a learning process. It's about growth. It's about the willingness, the desire to go to the next level. Folks, if you want to do it, Lalisa has the system. The coach is here. She is a power coach. She has power pack ideas, power packed seminars. Listen, she is heard throughout the country, and she wants to help you. My question to you, I want to challenge you, America, check it out, make it happen. She's willing to answer your questions, whether it's on Facebook, go to her website. She offers a proven system of a power-packed venue to assist you in going to the next level. Now, listen, that's something to get excited about. You know, maybe you've lost your job. Maybe, you know you're going to lose it. Maybe you've been unemployed and you just don't know where to start and you want to try something different. Listen, folks, this is the place to do it. This is the place to make it happen. She will start you with Entrepreneurship 101 and go all the way up to the advanced, even PhD level in the way of expanding your mind so that you can be successful. I want to applaud you, Coach Lalisa. I just think that is so exciting that you are here to help us.
Well, I think you're exciting, so the two of us together, and we just have so much wonderful information to share with people. But since our topic today, we're talking about the five myths of social media, five social media myths. Because, again, I just couldn't help but to give the example of myself and you. Because without social media, we wouldn't be talking. You wouldn't be saying, you've never met me outside of social media. We've never met.
Yes.
And no one introduced us but through social media. But yet, we are about to do some phenomenal things that 10 years ago, was unheard of. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 10 years ago, it was unheard of. And beyond that, it was not even thought of. There's not even the thought of it.
That's
see,
amazing.
even back in the 50s or the 60s when we were watching the Jetsons, even that did, and it showed a real futuristic type of way to live, flying cars around the sky and, you know, these escalators that move through the sky. But they didn't show social media, you see. That's how you know there is a God, because that wasn't out there. But God is good, and God has allowed people to come together in such a way that we're able to really collaborate and partner and take our businesses to the next level. So let me just go over these five myths. And you can get these on the internet. Okay, hello. So for people who say social media is not important, well, if it wasn't for the internet and social media, I wouldn't be able to share these five myths with you. I found them on entrepreneur.com, and you can go there as well. Entrepreneur.com has a wealth of information. You, Cassandra, here's a breaking news for people. This is breaking news. I'm about to share something that most people have never heard before, and you're going to hear it right here on the All About Entrepreneur show, which has great and exciting news for you Monday, so make sure you come back Monday. But for now, I'm about to share something with you that you rarely ever hear in any live platform or coming from a platform, that you do not have to reinvent the wheel.
Woohoo! Yes.
You do not have to reinvent the wheel unless you want to, unless you're bored with nothing else to do. You got a lot of time when you're hanging. You can do it, but you don't have to. So you can go to the internet and you can find almost anything you want. A little simple program called Google. So Entrepreneur is a magazine, and they have a big online presence. And so they've done the research. So I'm going to just use their research and share it with you. So I'm saving you time because you don't have to go and look it up. So you've dialed in, you've tuned into the show. So the first myth, Cassandra, on social media, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, is that it's a waste of time. Now, I've heard people say this. I don't know about you, Cassandra, but I've heard people say that it's a waste of time.
Yes. Or they're afraid to be on it. They're just afraid to, oh, my God, you know, something, the sky is falling, you know, kind of mentality.
Something bad's going to happen. Can you believe that some people think that? If I get on there, they're going to have my information. And I'm like, hello, darling, they already have your information. So Believe me, you, they already have it. And what they don't have, they can easily get. So there are going to be things that you're missing out on. So social, some people believe that social media is a waste of time. But again, Cassandra, I value our relationship. I value the talks we've had. You know, from the very first time that we spoke on the phone, you know, you prayed a powerful, powerful prayer. So powerful, I was in tears. I'd never spoken to you. We had only inboxed each other, and we were on the phone talking about you coming onto the show, and I got a distressing phone call from my husband telling me about a very close family member being on life support, and they were about to take her off, and that was my first time even knowing of it. I didn't even know she was even in that situation, and immediately I just was led to share it with you, and you went into such a powerful prayer that just really soothed me and comforted me in such a way. And I take myself to be a very faithful, faith-bearing believer. And, you know, social media proved for me that moment that no matter how much wickedness goes on because of it, that there's so many blessings in spite of it. And yeah. I'll never forget it. And just, you didn't even know me, you know, and know your words and just, you know, and it's just amazing. All because of social media. And that's just one example. Trust me, I got 1,000 examples like that. And that's just one. You know, I'll just share another real quick social media one. My book is in Japan, Tokyo, Japan, because of social media, because of Facebook.
Which book?
Not Facebook. Yeah. Release Your Power and God's Plan. All my things are in Tokyo, Japan, because of MySpace. It was Blog Talk Radio. He began to listen to my show while I was on Blog Talk Radio. And then we were on MySpace.
You were international.
Yes, instantly. Yes, Paul Kiriazzi. Some of you will hear me talk about he'll call in every now and again, but at 7 a.m., it's around 9 o'clock at night there. It's around 9 p.m. And so they're eating dinner and getting ready for bed. But he could possibly be listening. He still listens to the show. But he was used to come on faithfully every morning, and make comments. Now, I don't know him, never met the man a day in my life. But he started listening to the show. It was social media that connected. So there's that. The second myth is that, so it's not a waste of time, people. You're going to meet people, he deals in movies, and you never know where your book or where your things will go because of that. It's not a waste of your time. You can meet someone that can help you say, oh, here's another story. I got to tell this story. Please, I'm going to keep it so short. There was a woman who did a radio blog. It, talking about people being molested. I tuned in. Long story short, there was a young girl who had been raped, molested, and had a baby by her uncle. Was pushed down the stairs or fell down the stairs some kind of way. She lost the baby. She couldn't talk to almost anyone. She saw this. Somebody told her about the show. She tuned in. I don't know her. Never seen the girl a day in my life. And we began, and she began, and I shared my story. The phone lines went dead. Nobody could hear. It was about 40 people on the broadcast. No one, there was an apostle preaching, calling down heaven. All kinds of things were going on this show. Nobody, they kept calling to the girl, say something. She wouldn't say a word. The phone lines went totally dead. Everything was dead. The only people that could talk was myself and her. She spoke up and started sharing all this. She hadn't shared anything. She thought it was no one on but she and I, because we kept saying, is anyone there? And when she thought no one could hear but the two of us. She shared all of that. And I'm telling you, it was mind-blowing. And all of a sudden, they came back on. The woman who was in control of the call that day, she's tried to take the call back and say, and the apostle said, no, let them finish. Because they could hear everything. But we couldn't hear them. Anyway, me and her kept in touch for years after that. She began to call me like her mom because her and her mom were estranged, and she wanted to come here to New Jersey and meet me. And this girl depended on me for a solid 2 years. I had to call her almost every day. She was homeless. She was going in and out of bars, picking up men. Her grandmother threw her out of the house. It was a big mess. But, you know, she was my, for 2 years I had a daughter. And so that's the power. I have so many stories like that, it's not even funny. So let's go on to number two. Another myth is that people think that their business is too small to benefit from social media. So again, not true. The smaller your business, the more important it is that you get on social media. You can meet not only customers, you can meet people you can partner with. Hint, hint, we have a big announcement to make next week, so about some partnering, and I can't share it today, but you got to tune in Monday to get my gigantic announcement. So because your business is small, you want to connect on using social media. And the best thing about it, the majority of it is still free. Though at some point it could cost you a few dollars, but overall it's free. I mean, you pay for your phone line, you pay for your computer, but you already had a computer long before social media got here. You already had, you know, your cable or your internet access because you needed to look up stuff for your children's school or things of that nature. So you already had it. So for your small business, it's going to help you. Number three, another myth, and then we can chat for a moment. Another myth is that social media activity isn't going to affect my bottom line. That's what the people think. Well, according to Entrepreneur, nearly every purchasing decision, nearly every purchasing decision that people make is based on two things: what they've heard about it from other people and what their own research has revealed. And where do you think people go to do most of this research today? That's right, the internet. So if you think that people are not going to go online and look you up and look up someone else and look up someone else, because I do it all the time and others are doing it, so it will impact your bottom line. You will see more revenue. Number four, these are just, so if you just tuned in, welcome to the show. We're going to, you know, hear from Cassandra, some of her thoughts on these, or if you're taking notes and you have a question or a comment. We're talking about five social media myths. We want to help small businesses utilize an awesome tool that's before your very eyes. Whether you have a ministry, whether you have a business, whether you're a college student, but mostly for businesses we're talking. Number four, social media marketing is too complicated and too time-consuming. Another myth. Okay, it says keeping up with the ever-changing landscape of slides and services that make our social media can make it seem so daunting and complicated. Luckily, you don't need to. You can start very simple. You can set up you know how easy it is to set up Facebook and Twitter? And they kept it easy for that purpose. And you can start reaching and talking to your customers today just by setting up pages on Facebook and or Twitter. And that's what Cassandra is saying. We have systems that can show you the quick and easy way to do it. But you can go to their websites and they'll show you how to do it. You don't have to become a social media guru or hire a full-time person to find out. You can simply tweet and ask people, okay? So it's not hard to market on social media. I market all the time on social media and Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and SocialCam and so many others. I have so many social media tools. One company wrote me and said, you haven't been active in 173 days, so we're going to close down your site. So, and it's okay because if you, you know, it's like with shoes. You know, you go, you buy a few pair, but you always tend to wear that pair that really fits or the pair that you really like or the pair that goes with the color that you wear the most. The other pairs are almost like new, so what do? You give them away. You give them away to somebody that needs them. Okay, so think of it like that. Yeah, if you have some, you know, you like I use my blog, I use my blog radio, but there are a couple. So one more and then we can discuss. Number five, the fifth myth is that nobody cares about what I have to say on social networks. That's one of the biggest, you know how many people I've said to them, oh, you don't have a Facebook page or you don't have I don't have anything to say. Okay, so what do you say on a daily basis? What do you say to your children? What do you say to your spouse, your partner? What do you say to your coworkers? What do you say to your congregants? What do you say to the people that you ride the bus with? You go through the world and you, if you don't talk to them, do you have anything to say? You know, do you ever look at people and wish you could tell them something? Like I do when I see teenagers acting up in school. I have something to say to them. Sit down, get your education, pay attention. So when you get older, you can have the life you want. Start now, start early. Don't wait. So you don't have anything to say to anyone? Maybe you can tell a single parent, hey, it's not going to always be like that. One day your children are going to be grown. You're not going to always struggle. You don't have anything to say? What about a person that has been dumped? Been rejected. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And here's the problem with so many people in society. No one told them. When I worked in the prison system, I did that for 6 years. The majority of the people that I spoke to there, they were there because no one told them what not to do. There were many people told them what to do. Hey, go over there, steal that car. Hey, go over there, steal that check. Hey, go over there, do that. But there was no one in their lives telling them what not to do. And now internet can be that. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share about the myths. Cassandra, what do you think about all this?
Yes, yes. You know what? This is why I love this show. You're saying information that we need to hear. You're keeping it practical and down to earth. When you mentioned number four, that social media was too complicated, I can relate to that. I can remember absolutely feeling intimidated by this whole system. I didn't even get on social media, if I remember correctly, till 2010. And you know why? I just thought, you know, I don't have time for that. And then even when I got on, I wasn't on it every day. I might have, you know, maybe checked in once a week, once every 2 or 3 weeks. I just was very slow. It was like, okay, I put my page up. Now what? You know, I was just waiting for people to come to me, and sometimes people did. And, you know, they would see I didn't give a timely response. I didn't understand the value, Lalisa. That's what it is. I didn't understand the value that I was really making real connections with real people. It was an opportunity to collaborate and cooperate, but I didn't understand it fully. And then when you talked about the last one, nobody cares what I have to say. Hey, I can relate. You know, it's like being in a classroom and the teacher is talking. You know, you see her lips moving, you hear a sound, but the dots are not connecting. So I can understand, you know, the meaning of who's going to pay attention, who wants to hear what I have to say. And I have to tell you, Lalisa, a little secret. This year I made a commitment to saying something every day, even if it was just one sentence, two sentences. I just wanted to say something. And it was also, that's a great way to increase your capacity to do more. I am a writer, so my potential was going to be taken to another level because I was opening myself to the opportunity of being criticized because I didn't know what people would say. And do you know what ended up saying? It ended up happening, Lisa. I got so many people, even ministers, pastors, who would tell me, inbox me, and sometimes on that page, said, listen, that is a wonderful word. Thank you for inspiring us. And I was like, oh, my God, people are really listening to what I have to say. So really, mm-hmm. it's been a confidence builder. I'm writing my book. It's given me greater courage to know that I have something that someone wants to hear. And that's a very humbling, wonderful experience to happen. And, you know, it's just like being in a classroom. If you really just listen, pay attention to what other people are saying, you will understand you have something of value to offer. But you've got to believe it. It's a self-confidence booster. It really is. You've got something to say. And you don't have to feel like you've got to be a rocket scientist. You know, I might say something as simple as, hey, make it a great day, you know. That's all I might say. And someone feels like I did something absolutely wonderful. What do you have? I want to challenge you, challenge the audience, Coach. What do you have to say that can just be a blessing? All you might say is, God bless you. It's a start. It's a beginning of collaborating with others. And that's why I love this power-packed show with this power coach. She is giving you the tools because she believes in this audience. She believes she can take something or someone with nothing and help them become more. And I love that. Thank you so much, Lalisa, for helping us to see that we can do it. We can do it.
You can. You can. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. There is nothing that will stop you but you. There's See, false evidence appearing real is what we refer to as fear. It hasn't even happened yet, so it's false evidence. And that's what stops so many people. However, we also know that what people sometimes don't know is that it does take some planning. You have to sit down, maybe come up with a plan. You see, and we can and talk to people like yourself, you know. Cassandra, for those of you who don't know, she is the possibility coach. We're going to definitely tell you more about some of the things that she's working on. Next week, we're going to just fully launch a totally new concept and program. So on Monday, we have a huge announcement, and the show will be, you know, we're down to the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make that plain and clear. We are going to be making some great announcements next week on Monday. This is Friday, and by the way, welcome to the last day of February. Tomorrow will be March 1st, and March 1st is starts Women's History Month throughout the country. March will be dedicated to that and other things. I know March is, I think it's one of the months, maybe heart cancer, one of those months. Every month now has some serious illness or some complication attached to it, just about every month of the year. So we'll be mentioning more about that as well, but we know definitely it's Women's History Month. So we'll have some tidbits to give you about women, successful women and powerful women and entrepreneurs and leaders and people with stories, you know, powerful stories for the month of March. But we have exciting news to tell you about on Monday, which is March 3rd. But also, if you have a comment or question, if you hit your number one key, I'll know to bring your phone, bring your call in. And then, you know what, next month, Cassandra, I would love to do something that I've seen done on other radio shows, and I just always thought that would be so fun to do, and that's just like call people up. But I think a caller has a comment, so let me take their call and see who's calling. And welcome to All About Entrepreneurs, area code 973. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lori calling from Jersey.
Hey, Lori. Lori from Jersey.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, your show.
Yes, go ahead.
I've spoken with both of you via social media. So, yes, those are myths about social media. And if it wasn't about you posting about the radio show, I wouldn't have learned vital information that you have provided. All right. So, yes, I'm on the path to, you know, work on becoming an entrepreneur. But today I'm about to make a drastic move and take a leap of faith because I'm tired and unhappy where I'm at. So, yes. Yes, so I'm
going
to.
What kind of business? What kind of business are you launching?
Oh, I want to write a book. I have some ideas. And I also want to conduct research in regards to my passion. But where I'm at, I've been feeling stuck and trapped for a long time. And, you know, I've been praying on it. And I'm stuck at a fork on the road, but I'm making a decision to just find a way to leave.
Okay, Lori. And so definitely I know that we are definitely going to talk later this morning, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, definitely. But yeah, so I know you did. I know you do contact me. And yes, you have some projects that you want to put into works. And we have been on here encouraging people to take those bold steps and those bold moves and empowering people on how they can do that. We've also put out on Facebook some information about starting a business, being an entrepreneur, and working from home and working for yourself. And we talked about some myths. So we have lots more to share. We're not advising people to, you know, walk in and, you know, I gotta quit your job and come on to entrepreneur heaven. Because,
I like that.
Well, we're not doing that because, but we do have lots of information to share with people. I've experienced that. I know what it is. I quit my job to start my own business. So I had that experience at the time. I did it. I didn't know why I was doing it that way. It certainly was not the way my husband would have wanted to go. But at the time, I felt so led to do it. It was outside of me to do. And that was in 2004. That was in 2004 that I did that. That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was right where you are.
10 years when you're successful.
I think I was right where you are. I was on a job. It was a good job. It had great benefits. But I felt that I was stuck. I felt that I just felt like I couldn't go to the next level. And it was painful. It was even painful to feel that way. And I just made the bold decision. That was for me. I'm not sure your situation. I'm just using that as an example. And I got myself unstuck and set free. And I went and I followed my passion. And for me, I went and I volunteered at a thing that I felt was something I was passionate about. I walked in. It was women in a halfway house. I knocked on their door. They didn't know me from a hill of beans. I told them who I was. I gave them my resume. I said, I want to come and talk to the women here to empower them. And I said, and I want to give them copies of my book. I had just written my book, God's Plan for My Success. Some of you know I've been talking about how that book and Release Your Power celebrating 10 years. I have 40 copies. She told me how many people were there. I bought 40 copies. I took 40 copies to these women. I gave them all a copy of that book. Some of those women still contact me. And when I got finished with my talk, the girl said to me, well, this is all fine and good, and this is great, but when we leave here, we don't have a place to stay. How are you going to help us? I left there ready to cry. Because I thought, oh, my gosh, she's right. I don't have a place for them to live when they get out of this jail, so to speak. And I was so burdened, and I prayed to God. I prayed and prayed, God, please show me how to help them. And I kept coming to that place once a week to talk, and within 3 months, the director offered me a job there. She said, we want to pay you to do what you do on a regular basis. And the rest is history. I ended up working there 6 years. I became the staff trainer.
Wow.
And did that for 3 years. And I said, what about my entrepreneurship? You know, and my husband was like, don't be no fool. Just take the money. plus, I was still, and I got to do what I loved. I was there for 6 years, many people know. I set up all kind of programs there for those women. I did things that was so beyond because I had come in as
wow.
a Anyway, long story. Let's move on. We only got 3 minutes left. So, Lori, please call me when the show is over. I would love to talk to you about your boat move or anyone else that would like to, that you would like to talk to. Cassandra is also a wealth of, she's a possibility coach, so please contact us. I definitely want to share some more information with you, but that is so, but yes, but you can do it. You can absolutely do, and I thank God for what he did in my life through that boat move, and
yes.
I've met people like you. I met Cassandra. Oh, my God, Olivia. Oh, my God. I mean, oh, they're so, I can't even start naming all the people that I've met.
Wow. That's why we call you the power coach, I'm telling you. And March is coming in with a bang. We are marching forward to make it happen. And I'm so glad about Lori taking this bold step. I'm so glad that she believes that God in her has something to offer to the world. That's really what it's all about. It's offering the gift that you have. Only Lori can do Lori. Only Cassandra can do Cassandra. It's about you being who you were created to be. You want that potential. There's potential for greatness
there is.
In you.
Great potential.
God.
Great potential.
Yes.
And when you take those, when you make that move, don't look back. Don't do like the woman who, when, you know, they came out, they were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Just keep looking forward. I'm telling you. Wow. It's like when you start walking into the light, so to speak, because every single opportunity you can now expound on, and you can put your whole heart in it. So it's a great, it's a wonderful feeling. We totally support you, but definitely, you know, there's just a, you know, just like we talked about the five myths today, I have to do something for women, especially Cassandra, to show them.
Yes.
And I did a thing about things every woman entrepreneur should know. And I don't know if you were one of the persons who said you wanted that teaching.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I know I have some things to get to you because I was going to run that class, but I was waiting to get at least five or more people in it, but I'm not going to wait because I see now that you're ready. You're like, look, lady, don't be waiting for no four more people to come in. I'm ready now. Get me this. I need this.
I love it.
I'm so glad. I'm glad you tuned in today because I need to get with you about that. But there are some things that I want to share with every woman before she leaps into that bold move of entrepreneurship. Only some things that I didn't, the only way I would have known is that I did it. So, yes, while my husband was like, no, I did it in spite of that. But I had to because if I had not done it, I wouldn't be able to help others with what I know. And this is what I know, not what I read. Not what I research. This is what I know from my own life experience. And then, of course, from other people's experiences as well. So, well, then, we will Blog Talk will just end whether we want to keep talking or not. So, oh, boy, it's funny. But you all are great.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lori, for calling in. Lori, did you have another comment or question?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, Lori, you are such a blessing. And you sound like you're about 18, but close, right?
No, I'm 26.
Wow. Okay, I said close. No. when you get to my age, Lori, everything below 40 is close to 18. But, yes, absolutely. Well, wow. And that's a blessing, too, because not to put you on a blast, but, you know, people often who I invite to the show, they want to know, what's your age group that listen to your show? And they think probably I'm making it up if I say 18 to, you know, 80. But, you know, so sometimes it's good that they can, if they go back and listen to the archives, they can see that, well, we have people